everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Because there's nothing like a weekend pause with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, and welcome back to the Carol Markowitz Show on iHeartRadio. Early January is the most popular time of the year for single people to join an online dating site. I mean, it makes sense, right? They made it through the holidays with every annoying relative asking them when they plan to get married. And this is their time to take the bull by the horns and decide to find their person. New year, new you, and for many people, that means a new mate. So what's interesting about this, I think, is that it's usually an influx of men hitting these sites at this time of the year. Now, why is that surprising? It's because popular culture makes it seem as if men are holding off from getting into relationships as long as they can, and them joining dating sites shows that maybe that's not so. The idea that men can wait indefinitely to get married or have children is really a lie, and I think that it's one that really needs exposing. Yes, men can have children into old age, but why would they want to? For a long time, men were told that their dating and mating life could continue indefinitely. I mean, Hollywood does it all the time, right? Steve Martin became a first-time dad at 67. Rod Stewart had kids in his 60s. Larry King, Woody Allen, list of 60-plus-year-old dads goes on and on. But as I like to tell my single male friends, you're not Rod Stewart. You're not going to have a team of people to help you raise your kids. You're going to get mistaken for the kid's grandpa a lot, and it won't feel great. You can't wear leather pants and talk in a British accent. It's just not the same. Even setting aside the growing concerns from the medical community that a father's age can factor into various issues a child may have, including learning disabilities, only people without children could imagine that there's anything fun about dealing with a crying newborn when you're 60 or going to a high school graduation when you're nearing 80. A few years ago, there was this groundbreaking study called the Grant Study out of Harvard, which was conducted over 75 years, and it looked into male happiness. What it found was that what makes men happy is not very complicated, and corny as it may sound, love is the most important factor in a happy life for a man. Look, love doesn't have to mean marriage and children, but the study did find that the happiest men had meaningful relationships, often, yes, with their wives and children. So that means that while short-lived affairs found, you know, when you're swiping right on these apps can be exciting, they probably won't ultimately lead to happiness for you. The fact that relationships lead to happiness shouldn't be surprising, but somehow still is, because the line sold to men, especially alpha men who have these options, you know, when it comes to choosing women, is that settling down is for suckers. But more men are finding out that they were suckers for believing that and waiting. It also seems like men don't know who they're supposed to be anymore. You know, while they get a lot of specific advice during different stages of their lives, perhaps maybe even more than women do, there's no longer a sense of a big picture for men to live up to. You know, for example, women are encouraged to have it all, which, look, is a ridiculous goal, but it's a goal nevertheless. Women are told to aim for family, career, a perfect body, strong friendships, the whole package. Men are told to put off family until they have a career, as if these two things couldn't possibly run in parallel. Meanwhile, women outpace men at colleges, but don't seem to have that same pressure to have everything figured out before they look for a commitment. My number one podcast listener, my husband, says that I've talked about the success sequence too much on here. But to sum it up just one more time, if you finish high school, get married, and have kids in that specific order, your chance of success in life increases no matter where you got started in life. For a lot of people, men specifically, marriage and family isn't discussed as part of the wider picture of what makes a successful life. But men don't want to be alone any more than women do, and the fact is that boys should be told that a large part of their happiness puzzle will include a relationship. Tell your children, specifically tell your sons. Coming up next, an interview with Emma Jo Morris. Join us after the break.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Hi, and welcome back to the Carol Markowitz Show on iHeartRadio. My guest today is Emma Jo Morris. Emma Jo is politics editor and columnist at Breitbart and was previously deputy politics editor at the New York Post. Thanks so much for coming on, Emma Jo.
Thank you for having me. I'm super excited to be here.
I'm super excited to have you be here. I usually ask this question later on in the show, but you're pretty young, obviously, and already crazy accomplished. you're in a happy marriage and you're just generally very, very cool. Do you feel like you've made it?
Yeah. Thank you so much. You think highly of me and especially the young.
I'll tell the story about how you asked Waffle House, you know, if their maple syrup was actual maple syrup later on in the episode.
Yeah, so. I can't believe we're still friends. But I guess I'm relatively young and I do feel like I've made it. And I'm glad that you touched on, you named the things that you did. Because obviously I've had a great career. I've had a crazy career and it's been super exciting and eventful and thank God accomplished. You know, I've been really lucky. But I think that the metric of made it when I thought about that question is like having a happy marriage is the way, you know, and I think that that is so underrated in society lately, especially like among people in my generation and around my age who are like, think that it's like limiting or tying them down or taking away some sort of freedom or taking away some sort of agency from them. And I found the exact opposite, that I became so much more myself when I was in a serious relationship and getting married and post being married, like, and you know, you can be totally open with somebody and there's no like hiding and no like bullshit. And like, it's just, that's my metric of made it. And thank God, you know, I have that. And that's definitely it.
I love that. And actually, I love the story of how you met your wife, though it's definitely going to enrage people who spend like years swiping on the apps. She was your first match, right?
Yeah, that's right. I know. It's very annoying for all of my friends to listen to this. But yeah, that's it. Like I went into the apps thinking about like my, so I lived in New York for some years before I started dating. Like, I don't know. I was just kind of like, I was pretty in the closet and like, I just was freaked out by the whole thing in general. And mm-hmm. it felt overwhelming. And I was in at Hannity at the time, I was at Fox. And so my schedule was like 2 to 11. And like, my social life was weird and I just didn't want to get into it. And so then I finally downloaded an app and I'd been listening to my friends' horror stories the entire time, right? And it's always like 1,000 dates mm-hmm. and you're seeing 1,000 people and it never goes anywhere and it's horrible and everybody is alone. And I obviously wanted a better result. So I went into it with kind of a strategy, which was I am going to see one person at a time. Mm-hmm. And obviously not like thinking that anything is going to be serious, you mm-hmm. know, off of that, but just like, I'm not going to see multiple people at once while all of them are not serious. So right. that was my strategy with it. So I opened a chat with my wife now and what we were talking about is kind of funny. You know, 'cause I also wasn't like a, hey, what's up person. You know, I tried to find something on her profile that I thought was mm-hmm. interesting and ask her about it. She's an artist and she is completely clean, completely sober, no smoking, no cigarettes, no drugs, no nothing, no alcohol, no nothing. And it said that she was in art school at the time. And so I thought that was weird. So I messaged her and I said, what kind of artist has no vices?
Uh-huh.
And that was how I opened the conversation. She thought that was kind of interesting. And we got into a conversation about her religion, which I share. And anyway, it was a good conversation and she asked to have lunch. And so I deleted the app because
wow. You're like, yeah. I'm done. Here we are.
Well, no, not necessarily. I didn't mm-hmm. think I hadn't even met her, but yeah. I had vowed to myself that I wasn't going to be one of those people who is like onto the next thing before they've even met the person or before they've got to know them. So
right.
I set up a time to have lunch with her. And then I deleted the app and I married her.
I love it. How old were you?
26.
Oh my gosh.
No, 20, awesome. 25. I just turned 25.
When you got married, yeah.
Oh no, when I met her, I had just turned 25. When I got married, I had just turned 28.
Wow, amazing. That's, yeah. I love it. So you write about serious topics, but you do it in a really funny way. And it sounds like that's kind of the approach that you use to woo your wife as well. You wrote about spending the day with an illegal immigrant. That story really sticks out in my mind. It was like a real serious, well-reported story. And then at the end, he sends you a picture of his penis. And it just has like a really, you know, hilarious kind of twist to it, but you just covered it in such a great way. And then recently you wrote about your drunken lunch with George Santos, which I also thought was very serious, but hilarious and just very well done. I think being funny is really important to get people to listen to you. Do you also think that? Is that like part of your philosophy?
Yes, definitely. And especially like, you know, you and me write about similar things and it's just politics. And politics is so boring and it's so, it can be so niche too. Like, you know, you write for like junkies. And I think that there's, you know, and I think,
Yes, you write for drug addicts.
All these junkies.
Yes, that's their drug.
And,
right.
And that's fine and whatever. And I love my readers and many of them are politics junkies and everything. But I also think that there is certain things about our medium that you can get through to so many people, more people and people who don't agree with you or people who don't even care about politics or whatever. And it's by just being kind of clever and entertaining. And so I think that like, you know, at Breitbart, I mean, and I know that you have this at the Post as well, because I work there too. Like you get so much liberty to really express yourself how you want. And obviously, as long as you're making some sort of coherent point that has like, you know, a reason for why you're making it and you know, evidence for why you're saying what you're saying, you can deliver it however you want. And you can be clever and creative about how you do that. So, you know, the illegal story was amazing because I have people from all over the political spectrum, from New York Magazine to Tucker Carlson Tonight, emailing me being like, that was hilarious. That was brilliant. And the story was called My Day with a Biden Migrant. And, you know, so I'm still saying what I want to say. I'm not sacrificing anything in terms of being like more bipartisan or more broad in my language or my message, but just the way that you deliver it can be so much more impactful when you can get kind of smart about how you're doing that. And I have fun writing.
Right. And it was a human story. Like I thought, you know, you didn't make him seem like a monster who was, you know, just awful. I thought it was just very well done. Like we can care about people, but know that this, you know, what's going on at the border is just wrong. And I think you all of that really came across. So you seem like you're having fun in general. Is that true?
Oh, for sure. Well, I don't take life seriously. You know what I mean? It's like when you kind of have, like, in my opinion, this is where it comes from for me, like when you have some sort of relationship to God or like something bigger than yourself, you know, I'm Jewish, so my thing is God, but you know, if you're not religious, it's still the same thing. It's like the universe or something big. You stop being so controlling about everything and you stop taking things so hard, and it's like, it's fine. Like somebody's taking care of you. Somebody's looking out for you. It's not all about you. You're not the center of the universe. And it allows you to, like, I think, humble yourself a little bit and also like have a little bit more fun, because it's like, no, I'm not in total control. I'm not going to micromanage. I'm going to control what I can, you know, and then the rest of it is like, enjoy the ride because you get one. That's kind of how I approach life.
And that is why I took you to Waffle House when we met last year in Dallas for the first time. Emma Jo said she had never been to Waffle House, and I thought that was unacceptable. So we took an Uber ride and we went to Waffle House. And Emma Jo is Canadian. Is that okay to say?
Yes,
can I tell people that?
I'm from Quebec. So if I have any local people from Quebec listening to this, I'm sorry to offend you by what she just said.
Well, but no, I think that they would love that, where you just assumed that your local Waffle House would have...
The part that was offensive was that you called Quebec Canada.
Oh.
Go on.
I see. I apologize. I think. Yeah. So she, at this Waffle House, she looks up at this waitress and asks, do you have real maple syrup? And the waitress said no. But Emma Jo, you know, I like that she believed. I like that you thought that was a possibility at your $3 waffle spot. It just shows the optimism you have.
Yeah, it was optimistic.
Have you been to a Waffle House since? Like, how has that...
I'm obsessed. It's like one of my favorite restaurants in America.
Restaurants. I don't know if you know, but there's this thing in Florida where, or maybe that's elsewhere as well, but in Florida, you know, a hurricane is going to be bad when the Waffle House closes. It's called like the Waffle House Index, I think. That's how you know, like, this is serious. This is not just, you know, hang out and wait for the rain to pass. So, you know, now that you know, you can monitor Waffle Houses near you. What would you say is our biggest cultural or societal problem in America, and is it solvable?
Yeah. So I just went on this kind of rant about how, like, you know, my relationship is the most important thing to me, and how fulfilling it is to be in a happy marriage and in a happy relationship. And I speak more generally, because obviously, I guess, you know, not all of your listeners are going to be married, but if you have somebody who you're committed to, that counts. And I think that there is such an epidemic of loneliness in this country, and such an epidemic of, like, phobia of commitment. And I think that that ends up manifesting in a lot of ways that we, you know, write about every day. Most importantly, not having kids and not feeling tied to the land and the nation that you're a part of. And there's so many statistics about how, you know, people, especially younger generations, are having way less sex. When they are having sex, I saw a statistic when I was thinking about this leading up to the show, 70% of people who are having sex have had a non-committal kind of, like, casual sexual encounter in the last year from when they took the study. Numbers for marriage are, like, in the dumps. People are isolating, they're obsessed with social media, and it's making them incredibly lonely in ways that they don't really realize, because when you live connected to your screen, you feel like you have constant company, but it's actually total isolation. And it's killing people's vibe. I think it's killing people's vibe. I think it's killing their mood. I think it's killing their sense of patriotism and sense of connection to the earth, the land around them, and making them really not give a shit about the future of the country. Obviously, you have nothing, you know, coming after you. So why do you care? It's all about you and it's all about now. So I think that that manifests in a lot of ways. And I think that that's a really interesting thing that is really not talked about enough, which is the decline in partnership.
Yeah. And, you know, the thing is also, I think about this a lot, but those people are having terrible sex. Like, they don't realize it, maybe because they have never been in a relationship, but, like, the one-offs are just, that's going to be the worst version. And there was some way to, like, let them know. But also, it just concerns me that people in relationships don't have sex. Like, that number has declined significantly. There was some crazy stat during the pandemic where, like, way more people were watching porn and masturbating versus having sex with, like, their partners who were home. And we take the easy path and it's not the better path, and it's concerning. But so do you think it's solvable? Like, how do we get people out of this loneliness rut?
Well, yeah, like, it's a hard call. I think that, you know, I mentioned that part of the reason why I think people are lonely is because they're obsessed with social media. And the thing is, the messaging on social media is that marriage and commitment are limiting. Marriage and commitment is a ball and chain. Marriage and commitment is going to prevent you or inhibit you from being who you are, who you want to be, from self-exploration, and you know, ambition or whatever. And, like, I think that there needs to be kind of, like, a recast of the narrative around relationships and marriage. And that's something that, you know, I like, you know, one of the things that makes me happy and feels like I've made it is hanging out with normies, you know, and hanging out with people who have interests apart from politics and
who don't even know, like, the scandals or the whatever that we, like, live every single day.
Yeah, exactly. Those are the most sane and cool people, obviously. Yes. And you know, I think that, like, so I will sort of get, like, a temperature check or, like, a gut check on, like, what's going on in media and what's going on in social media and, like, what's trending and stuff from those people who aren't immersed in it, but who just kind of get the general message. And yeah, the general message is that marriage is outdated, that marriage is archaic, partnership, and that partnership sucks and prevents you from being yourself or whatever. And I think that, yeah, there needs to be a total overhaul in that narrative. And I don't know how you do it apart from getting people to experience this themselves, because it's, like, one of those things that you can't really, that somebody who isn't involved in it can't really understand, I don't think, fully. But it's, like, you know, you're talking, like talking about how bad casual sex is. That is so true. It's always bad. And I've never heard of somebody come out of a one night stand and be like, that was amazing. And I feel like if they had, they'd be dating that person, you know. But like, it's like, you know, when you're with somebody who you're committed to, that's when you actually get to be yourself, A. That's when sex is good also because of the first thing. And, you know, when you're with a random stranger, when you're with 10 random strangers who you're on a rotating dating basis with, it's like you never, ever get vulnerable because you don't know them. And then therefore you never actually get to reach inside yourself and really understand yourself better. Like everything that they're saying comes from being single and like, quote unquote, like doing it on your own and figuring, learning about your, like, no, that comes from connecting with somebody on a deeper level. And then that's where also, you know, you end up facing demons, you end up having a conflict and it brings something out in you and you're like, wait, what was that? You know, where did that come from? And that is an avenue of self-discovery. So there's all of the, like, we, I think, really need to make a push, like in our capacity. And I think that there needs to be this push across media where it's like, no, I don't know where this feminist lie came from, I assume, you know, but it's totally backward. It's totally backward. Happiness comes from commitment and freedom comes from commitment, you know, so, but does that get solved immediately? Does that get solved right now? Does that even get solved in this generation? I don't know, because Gen Z is the ones who are dating the least. Gen Z is the ones having the least sex, dating the least, and who are frankly like have no social skills. It's like crazy.
We're going to take a quick break and be right back on The Carol Markowitz Show.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Because there's nothing like a weekend pause with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Look, the point of this show, I mean, I literally started this show to kind of portray the other side of, you know, what married life is like, what relationships are like, because I think I want to counter all the nonsense that I see, which just seems fake to me. You know, you mentioned the demons that get released and you're like, wow, you know, you get to do a kind of a deeper dive into yourself when you're committed with somebody, but you also get to relax. Like you get to like actually be yourself and like not worry about how you're being perceived. And all the different ways that you have to kind of perform for the outside world, you get to just relax that and you know, ease into being yourself, your actual self with your partner. And I don't think there's anything better than that.
100%. That's exactly it. That's exactly it. And anybody who you're going to be with for like one or two dates, or when you're constantly on one or two dates with different people, you're never fully authentic. And that is probably the most unfulfilling feeling. And the most depressing feeling is feeling like you have to front all the time. And then you get this idea in your head that you don't even know who you are. And if you did, that you couldn't really express, like, you get no practice in expressing it that. Is. It's actually depressing.
And I love that you it's use totally front, because that's like one of my favorite words ever.
Yeah, totally. Well, because you're a hip hop.
So end here with your best tip for my listeners on how they can improve their lives.
Get serious. You know, people think that you're young forever. People think that you're, you know, going to be in the same place forever, that you're going to have the same vibe forever and want the same things forever. And that's not true. And I think that the best way to get happy is, I was actually just with Alex Marlowe last weekend, because we were at AmFest mm-hmm. together, and we were talking about this, like, get as serious as you can about your future and your life as quickly as you possibly can, and set yourself up as best as you possibly can, as fast as you can. Mm-hmm. And if that means, like, you know, moving out, maybe that's what that means for you. Or if that means getting, you know, a salary job as opposed to an hourly job, like, maybe that's what that means for you. But, like, try as best you can to arrange your immediate life as much in alignment with who you want to be as possible. And I think that you can do that in small ways and big ways. And that is going to be the key to your freedom and your happiness.
I love that. Thank you so much for coming on, Emma Jo Morris. Check her out at Breitbart.com. She is fantastic, and follow her on all the apps.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for joining us on The Carol Markowitz Show. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases, and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.